Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In West Virginia this week, lawmakers adopted articles of impeachment against the entire state Supreme Court. They allege corruption, maladministration, incompetency, and more. Dave Mistich is senior political reporter at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Dave, tell us more about what the justices are being accused of here.
Well, you know, all this started about a year ago when some reports of some lavish spending by the court came out to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars for renovations to each of the justices' offices. In addition to that, there was also a historic Cass Gilbert, who's the architect of the state capitol, a historic desk that he had selected for the state capitol offices that had been moved into his home. And from there was a legislative audit that showed that the justices were using state vehicles for private use. Most recently, we found out that they had authorized an overpayment of senior status judges, which also breaks the law. So a wide swath of spending in a lot of different directions, but a lot of accusations of using state resources for private gain.
And some Democrats in the state, including Delegate Barbara Evans Fleischauer, have called this move to impeach the justices a coup. What does she mean by that?
Well, so they're in the in state code and constitution, there's a deadline for a vacancy. That deadline basically would force a special election in November. Otherwise, there would be an appointment, and that appointee would have the opportunity to ride out an appointed incumbency. So basically, the Democrats are arguing that the Republican majority is creating a situation that they can essentially stack the court by removing these four remaining justices from office and then having them all be appointed by the governor.
And at this moment, those four remaining justices are one Democrat, one nonpartisan, and two Republicans, right?
That's right. And there was a fifth who resigned, Justice Menace Ketchum. He's also a Democrat. He left the bench at the end of July. He was charged with one count of fraud by the U.S. Attorney's Office. He has been said to be working with federal prosecutors on that charge. So it is possible that there may be other federal charges coming in this situation.
Are there any pending court cases that this could impact in a big way if all the justices are impeached?
Just last night, the Chief Justice Margaret Workman appointed a circuit court judge to preside over the Supreme Court if and when these cases go to trial in the Senate. So we're right now basically in a holding pattern with one justice suspended, another retired, and the remaining three also up for impeachment. So there's a lot of questions about how this will affect cases that are pending before the court.
Dave, what questions do you still have about this story?
Well, I can tell you that I've been filing some public records requests via the Freedom of Information Act on the committee chairman. I just got a fulfillment of that request back a couple of days ago. They used an exemption, citing an internal memoranda exemption to the state's Freedom of Information Act law, and they withheld a lot of emails. So my question remains whether or not the Republican members of the committee have been discussing, quote unquote, stacking the court in any way. I think that would obviously be a huge part of this story if that were the case. But at this point, there's nothing to prove that they're doing that.
That's Dave Mistich, who is senior political reporter at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. We'll keep watching that story. Dave, thank you.
Thank you.